Hello and welcome to our podcast. I'm here today with Andrew Hampton, who's the founder of Girls on Board. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be here.
And just wanted to talk today about Girls on Board and what the programme is, how it started.
Yes, and that's thank you very much. And indeed, the history of Girls on Board and Weston Green is quite a long one. I first came to train a whole bunch of teachers here back in the summer of 2019. Girls on Board came about because I was a head teacher for 18 years and the girls in my school fell out very badly. And whatever I did didn't work and they left the school and I just failed to find any really effective way to help them resolve their differences and get on with each other. Right. And so I created this thing called Girls on Board, which in a nutshell is a kind of empathy-based approach. It's about having discussion topics and scenarios where the girls realise, as much as anything else, that the one thing that they all have in common is that they all need a friend, and that's just so incredibly important for them. And that the empathy that these sessions evokes in the girls gives them the energy and the fuel to go back out onto the playground and into the corridors and into the classrooms to resolve their friendships problems for themselves.
Right. And you've been working with our deputy head and head of pastoral care here, Mrs. Hansraj.
Yes, so as Andrew mentioned, in the summer of 2019, I had the initial training for Girls on Board, and what was great about it is the approach where you bring the year group together, the girls together, and talk through the different scenarios. And what we do know as teachers is that the children learn best through scenario-based learning and role plays, right. And immersing them into the role plays and watching how that played out and which different directions it could go helped the girls to actually realise that there are different perspectives and the girls will react differently. It also helped them to realise that when the adults are getting involved, whether it be the parents or the teachers, there's a reason why it doesn't get resolved. It's because we can't really remember what it was like. And it empowers them to take their problems by the reins and just say, right, we can sort this out. And today we've had a refresh, and what's great is it gives me confidence that I know that the way we're running Girls on Board here at Weston Green School is the correct way. I'm still doing it the way it should be done, and the impact that it can have, I know it's making a positive impact on the children, but to know that it's still going in the right direction is really reassuring. And it's been great.
And this morning you shared with us that quite often you'll be talking to girls in year three, year four, and they demonstrate through the conversations that they have with you that they really understand Girls on Board. And what I mean by that is they understand the dynamics of their friendships in quite a mature way. Mm-hmm. And they don't get wrong-footed by turbulence between them. They understand that this is normal. It may be regrettable that they fall out with each other, but it's normal, and that they can, if they work hard enough at it, they can find their own way through. And sometimes they'll need your support, and sometimes they won't need your support.
Yes, definitely. And it is interesting how the younger girls are now mature enough in their learning to understand or recognise, yes, we've had a fallout. They've got the knowledge, they've got the vocabulary, and they take the initiative to resolve their own issues. And what's also interesting is that they can kind of almost sit above the scenario and point out, well, okay, that person's feeling this way, they're feeling that way, this is what we can do. So yes,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yes.
That's very interesting. That's great. So Andrew, there's also Working with Boys, which is the other programme you've
Yes,
developed.
Indeed. And when I was preparing to write the book, which came out in 2023, called Working with Boys, I went out on the road to kind of road test my ideas. I knew that they worked at the school I was head teacher at, but I wanted to make sure that it worked in other schools. And I came to Weston Green then. And Mrs. Hansraj invited me in. I had some really, really exciting sessions with some year fives and year sixes, and it really did work. And the school has taken on that programme since that point as well.
Well, thank you both very much for joining us today and telling us more about it. It's very interesting. Thank you.